The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
Lots of lights last night in Massapequa Park in Brady Park. The Nassau County executive is not just a great politician, but I know this man very, very well. He's got a huge heart. And of course, he's pro-police. That goes without saying. But I'm sure that he's torn up. And what he's got to go through the next couple of days with the Diller family can't be easy. It's my friend Bruce Blakeman. Bruce, good morning, pal. Silly question, but how are you?
Well, it's a tough time, Sid. And by the way, you're like a brother to me. I thank you for everything you do
and thank you.
How you support our cops, not just here in Nassau County, but throughout the country. Bless you for that.
Thank you.
It's a very tough day. Today, we're going to start the wake process, 2 days of a wake in Massapequa, and then the funeral on Saturday at St. Rose of Lima Church in Massapequa. And it's a terrible grieving process because, again, one of our finest was killed in the line of duty, and it was senseless by a career criminal that should have been in jail, two career criminals that should have been in jail, the shooter and the driver. 21 arrests, served time in jail, got out, committing more crimes. It's a revolving door of criminality that's going on in this state. And when you have Governor Hochul saying that there is no crime problem in New York, yet she puts the National Guard in the subway. When you have a district attorney in Manhattan that is convicting a Marine, Daniel Penny, who came to the aid of subway riders, they're going after this Good Samaritan and not the criminals. This is crazy. And the world is upside down, and you just wonder at what point are elected officials in Albany and Washington going to wake up and realize that they have created chaos, they have made this whole state a more dangerous place to live. This terrible, terrible crime happened 1 mile from the Nassau County border. It could have been one of my cops. So I have to tell you, Sid, I'm grieving, I'm sad, but I'm also angry.
Yeah, I think we're all doing that. And, you know, you mentioned the governor, you're right. You mentioned the DA. You stopped short of mentioning the AG, the attorney general, in a city again where somebody was shoved in front of a moving subway 2 days ago, died. Another cop dead in the streets of Queens, and she's trying to get Trump. Now, I know Trump is coming in today. You're good friends with Trump like I am. And, you know, of course, Democrats are saying, well, this is clearly a political move. I mean, what kind of person even says something like that? Why don't you ask John Diller's wife if she feels like this is just a political move by Donald Trump? You know why? Because while Joe Biden is at a fundraiser at Radio City, lapping it up with Obama and Clinton, Trump is going to be at the wake. That says a lot about the former president. Yes.
Well, Sid, as of yesterday, the president had yet to send his condolences, President Biden. And in the opposite way, you have Donald Trump, who's a patriot, who served as president. And we had peace and prosperity under Donald Trump. Can we say we have peace and prosperity under President Biden? Of course not. And as you said, one has completely ignored this tragedy, and the other is going out of his way, changing his schedule, flying from Florida to New York just to attend the wake, just to spend a half an hour with the family, and then flying back to Florida where he has an engagement this evening. He's completely changed his schedule and put everything aside to be with the family and to be with the cops who are mourning today. And yes, it does speak volumes of the difference in leadership, the difference in caring, and the difference in values. And I am very proud that Donald Trump is coming to our county today to show his support, his love, and his sympathy for the Diller family.
Me too.
If you've had an accident, trust Gabo Law, personal injury and medical malpractice attorneys with decades of experience who will provide the attention you deserve and deliver the best possible results in the shortest amount of time. Gabo Law has recovered millions for their clients and will be able to help you. But don't take our word for it. Read all of their five-star reviews from former clients on Google, Avvo, and Facebook. Call Gabo Law today at 800-560-0214 for a free consultation or email at info@gabolaw.com. Gabo Law, where winning is no accident.
I wasn't there last night in Brady Park in Massapequa Park. Curtis Sliwa was. He was on about 30 minutes ago. He described it as a beautiful event. Tragedy, obviously, but a beautiful event. Thousands of people coming together. You were there. Peter King was there. Other political leaders. So, you know, we do this in New York pretty good. Pretty good. When there's a moment of tragedy, we seem to come together, especially your neighborhood, Nassau County, Suffolk County, Long Island. If you can, give the listeners a little feel of what it was like in Brady Park last night.
Well, we have two wonderful public officials who put this together, Oyster Bay Supervisor Joe Saladino and Massapequa Park Mayor Danny Pearl. And they called me and they said, listen, we want to do a vigil. Our people are hurting here, and we want to have a vigil so that we can honor the memory of Jonathan Diller and also provide some comfort to the family. So thousands of people came out from all of Nassau County, and they were there for a musical presentation. We had a priest and a rabbi offer spiritual prayers for the family. And we had a candle lighting ceremony. As you said, Pete King was there, Commissioner Pat Ryder. Almost every elected official in Nassau County was there. And it was a beautiful event. And I think the family was touched. I think in these times of terrible, terrible tragedy, the families are looking for anything to hold on to. And I think that it was a source of comfort for the family. So congratulations to Joe and to Danny for putting that together within 24 hours. And again, it was a very beautiful and solemn event. And it's too bad we had to have it, but it was a real show of love for Jonathan Diller, for our cops, and for America.
You know, in the final 60 seconds, when politicians do that, it's great. It's always great, right? But when the people that voted for you, Bruce Blakeman, when they do it, it feels extra special. So, for example, I'm aware of some lady who owns Tim's Florist in Massapequa. She's giving out flowers. I'm aware of Umberto's Restaurant serving cops free meals. It seems like your constituents, your voters, your people in Massapequa Park have really stepped up in this time of need.
We have beautiful people here in Nassau County, but there's an outpouring of love from around the country. We'll have 50,000 cops from all over America who will come to the wake and the funeral. And Frank Siller from Tunnels to Towers and David Portnoy from Barstool Sports, those guys are paying off Jonathan Diller's mortgage. So we have beautiful people here, but I also want to thank people from all around the country who are showing their love for our Massapequa Park resident and NYPD's finest, Jonathan Diller.
I know you have a busy day, and I'll say it again. Not only are you a tremendous executive, but you're really one of the best people I know. I mean that. You're just a great, great person. So good luck over the next couple of days. I'll see you at some point. And thank you for all you do, Bruce Blakeman. God bless you.
God bless you, Sid. Thank you. Keep up the great work.
You got it, pal. There he is, Nassau County Executive Bruce Blakeman. And man, is Long Island lucky to have him. He really is. He's a treasure. We'll take a short break. Big 8 o'clock hour about to come your way. Bill O'Reilly and also SBA President Vincent Vallelong. Hey, Adrian Adams, stay home. Hey, Jamani Williams, stay home. Hey, Justin Brannan, stay home. Vinny and Bill, next hour.
With lovers and friends, I still can recall some more days. all.